New Stock 1280 KIT, 17 minutes after 7 o'clock. What does that mean for you? It means you're at the right place at the right time. It's the morning news. Dave and Lance, Jackson, and you. Thanks for being here this morning. Beautiful morning underway. Blue skies, clear, crisp, 38, fresh.
Yeah, 34 degrees right now.
We'll take it.
Yeah. 717-972-5481. That's the number that you need to call. And we're talking to the folks from Central Washington Home Builders Association.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Chelsea and Jake, yes?
Yes. Awesome.
That's us.
Well, welcome aboard. One of the things that has fallen by the boards with coronavirus is home building. What's going on?
Sadly, yes. We have, had building kind of come to almost a near stop, but we are still able to do some projects within the construction guidance that Governor Inslee had provided us March 25th. So, like everyone, we're just trying to navigate our way through this time as there are trying times for everybody right now. And so we just are trying to, hopefully not get too far back on some of these projects because, like you mentioned, it's beautiful weather right now, and it's a beautiful day to be building some homes in the valley. Yeah. So
I am a victim myself, Chelsea. I'm doing a basement remodel, and I cannot get a electrician inspection in order to move on to any other phases because of coronavirus. So I have to run outside to go to the bathroom. No, just kidding. fortunately, I'm covered upstairs. No. Even rinky-dink projects like that are on hold, more or less big developments for homes or individual homes. So what's the message you guys have for us today?
Well, I think a lot of the message here is,
No, go ahead.
I think what we're trying to kind of get through to people is even those, as you call them, rinky-dink projects, those have real consequences to our community and to our neighbors.
Sure.
There are a lot of folks who have, ended leases in the apartments they're renting or have closed on the home that they're living in currently that have nowhere to go. So as we're kind of moving forward with trying to get this residential construction started again, getting folks, especially in government, to realize the impacts of these kinds of decisions and how unsafe it can be to have people in transient housing situations right in the middle of a global pandemic.
Right.
Speaking with Representative Chris Corey at 8:15 this morning, he sent a letter to the governor yesterday urging, I suppose you guys know about that, yeah.
Yeah. He's been a great advocate. Actually, a lot of our local legislators, Representative Newhouse also has been very boisterous about trying to get residential construction back on. It is a huge blow to our economy and our housing shortage here to kind of halt that. And so our local folks have just really, been an amazing ally to hopefully get Inslee to maybe reverse some of this. Even our local county commissioners and council folks have been really supportive and communicative during these times, even the permitting offices and all of that. So we're really fortunate to be able to kind of have those open dialogues of support and really try to navigate through the gray of the terminology that's kind of been given to us.
What, we know some industries won't be able to make up for what they've lost. Take, for example, radio stations or newspapers. We sell air, right? So once that 30 seconds has gone, we'll never get that one back. But in construction, we may be backlogged, but do you have any sort of thoughts for the long-term impact? Will it just be maybe an opportunity for more employment and trying to catch up down the road? Is that kind of how the industry looks at it now? Or
Well, there's going to be some long-term impacts, especially to pricing in the area. And we know in the Yakima Valley that for every $1,000 the price of a home increases, there are nearly 50 families that can no longer afford that home. So what we're really concerned about is the affordability impacts. These things may fade away, but it's going to take a long time before the market is able to stabilize. We have a huge shortage in the Valley already, and this is just going to exacerbate that. So in a way, there are going to be homes that we can't get back that we're not able to recuperate simply because there's not enough labor, not enough builders out there that are able to build stuff at an affordable level.
So supply and demand,
yeah,
we're not keeping exactly up with that, so we'll feel a crunch as a result.
All I think the other aspect to this, too, is going to be, and Jake hinted at it, is the labor force. So we have folks that need to work. They, with kind of no real hard deadline as to when we can, you know, have the green light to move forward, some of the folks that have had to lay off their crews risk them not coming back to work for them. And so whatever jobs they may have lined up in the summertime, let's say, for example, when the time comes, they may have those folks that have found other work in the other industries that are able to be working right now.
Well, guys, we appreciate the plight. You are, an industry, more organized than most. Aww. I mean, you know, you guys have infrastructure and legislative outreach and all that kind of stuff, so you'll be able to work as much as can be worked. There's a lot of other industries out there that
correct
that are in
yeah
your circumstance that maybe yeah aren't as prepared to bail out. But you can lead the way by good example, and hopefully we'll get this thing turned around and back to work. We've got, like I said, a conversation coming up with Chris Corey. And hopefully some legislative pressure. In fact, we're about to get on the phone with Gina Mosbrucker, too. Hopefully some legislative
wonderful
pressure there will help, you know, turn the governor's mind around. So we appreciate your time this morning. Any last words?
Thank you, Paul. Yeah.
Last words for you?
If you want to visit our website, cwhba.org, we have up-to-date information as we are receiving it, especially to help support our folks as they for financial resources that the government is pushing through. So we want to be a resource for everyone, community, and our members all alike. So cwhba.org.